Inventory shrinkage. What is it and how it can be avoided? It takes a lot of hard work to run an inventory-focused firm. Reducing inventory costs and increasing margins require effective management of inventory loss. Through this article, let's explore how we can reduce loss and maximize profits by minimizing inventory shrinkage. What is an inventory? The items, materials, or products that a business keeps on hand for sales, distribution, or manufacture are referred to as inventory. It consists of completed commodities, work-in-progress objects, and raw materials. Inventory is an essential asset for businesses, allowing them to meet customers' demand, fulfill orders, and maintain a smooth production and sales cycle. In order to reduce carrying costs, avoid stockouts, and increase overall operational effectiveness, businesses must track and manage their inventory. What is inventory shrinkage? Inventory shrinkage refers to the loss of inventory or stock that occurs between the time it is recorded in the company's books and the actual physical count. It can be caused by a number of factors, including shoplifting, theft by employees, mistakes in documentation or administration, spoiled or damaged item, and supplier fraud. Inventory shrinkage can have a significant impact on a company's profitability and operational efficiency, as it results in lost or unaccounted for inventory that directly affects the bottom line. Businesses typically conduct regular inventory audits to identify and minimize shrinkage and implement measures such as security systems, employee training, and efficient inventory management practices to prevent and reduce inventory shrinkage. How to calculate inventory shrinkage? To calculate inventory shrinkage, follow these steps. Follow: determine the starting inventory value. Second, determine the ending inventory value. Third, calculate the cost of goods sold during the specified period. Fourth, calculate the lost inventory value. Fifth, calculate the inventory shrinkage percentage. The formula is lost inventory value by COGS multiplied by 100 is equal to inventory shrinkage percentage. What should be an ideal inventory shrinkage rate? The ideal inventory shrinkage rate should be zero. This means that there is no loss or shrinkage of inventory within a business. However, achieving a zero shrinkage rate is extremely rare and challenging for most businesses. Various factors such as theft, employee error, damaged goods, shoplifting, and administrative mistakes can contribute to inventory shrinkage. While a zero shrinkage rate may not be realistic, businesses should aim to keep their shrinkage rate as low as possible. The acceptable shrinkage rate can vary depending on the industry and the specific businesses. Typically, a shrinkage rate of around 1 or 2% is considered acceptable for many retail businesses. It is essential for businesses to implement effective inventory management and loss prevention measures to minimize shrinkage. This includes using inventory tracking software, implementing security measures like CCTV cameras and anti-shoplifting devices, conducting regular inventory audits, improving employee training, and establishing clear policies and procedures to prevent theft and errors. Reducing inventory shrinkage assures profitability and guarantees the accuracy of financial records. Keeping the shrinkage rate at an acceptable level helps businesses to optimize their inventory control processes and minimize potential losses. What causes inventory shrinkage? Inventory shrinkage refers to the loss of inventory items that cannot be accounted for due to theft, damages, errors in recordings, or other factors. There are several common causes of inventory shrinkage. First, theft. Second, error in recording. Third, damage or spoiled inventory. Fourth, administrative errors. Fifth, vendor fraud. Sixth, external factors. To address and prevent inventory shrinkage, businesses often employ measures such as implementing a strong inventory control system, conducting regular inventory audits, improving security measures, implementing surveillance systems, training employees on theft prevention, and improving inventory management practices. How to avoid inventory shrinkage? Some of the ways that can help avoid inventory shrinkage include: first, implement a robust inventory management system. Train and educate your staff. Secure your premises. Conduct regular inventory audits. Improve receiving and shipping procedures. Identify and address problem areas. Implement employee controls, maintain a clear and organized warehouse, review supplier and vendor relationships, monitor sales and returns. By implementing these strategies, you can reduce the risk of inventory shrinkage and protect your business's bottom line. Key takeaway. Inventory shrinkage can have serious implications for businesses. By implementing a combination of security measures, inventory control systems, internal control, efficient management practices, and promoting a culture of accountability, organizations can reduce the accuracy, the occurrence of inventory shrinkage, and safeguard their profitability.